Join Pastor George Izunwa on a journey of genuine God encounters through the Word of God. Through the teachings of Pastor George Izunwa, you will gain knowledge on how to triumph over challenges and transform them into testimonies. For more information and testimonies, contact us at 0702-5000-950 or 0702-5000-951. Experience the power of God's Word. Jesus exceeds expectations.
Let's look at the fourth one. We know an intelligent God exists because of the mystery of human consciousness. Somebody say consciousness. You see, consciousness is the state of being aware and responsive to your environment. It's what makes you different from this chair you are sitting on. The chair doesn't know where it is. You know where you are. Consciousness is what makes you know who you are. It makes you know that you are. It makes you know where you are. In fact, it makes you know how you are. A professor defined consciousness as our introspection, sensations, thoughts, emotions, desires, beliefs, and free choices that make us alive and aware. That's consciousness. Scientists from the beginning of time believed that human consciousness resides in the brain. Even in psychiatry, they don't believe in demons. They believe if somebody is mad, something happened to the brain of the person. So they give you drugs to control that so that it can try to handle your madness, except when you start tearing clothes. And they find that there's nothing they can do, so they only sedate you and say, we can't handle this level. Now, many atheists dispute the reality of a soul and a spirit in man. Many scientists say there's no soul, there's no spirit in man. In fact, I was reading something from a magazine. The name is The New Scientist. They said there are a lot of heart problems in the world, but only one of them gets to be called the heart problem. What did they call the heart problem in science? They say, and that is the problem of consciousness. How a kilogram or so of nerve cells conjures up the seamless kaleidoscope of sensations, thoughts, memories, and emotions that occupy every waking moment. They say the biggest question in medical science, in science as a whole, is how a kilogram inside you called the brain handles everything called consciousness of your waking moment. Because in their mind, everything about your sense of being, your emotion, your feeling, your experiences reside in your brain. Now, as a Christian, of course, you know that's not true. But if you understand one thing called love, you know that love is not a brain matter. Have you ever counseled somebody before? I say, this relationship is killing you. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. He said, I love him, Pastor. I love him. You know, what is holding him is not in the brain. Everything in the brain says, run away. But something somewhere says, is I shouldn't be feeling the way I am feeling, but I am feeling it. I know everything I believe is against it, but that's how I feel. You know, this is no longer brain working. No, brain is on holiday now. Is human consciousness located in the brain only? In 2016, researchers from the University of Southampton in the UK studied 2,060 cardiac arrest patients over 4 years and came up with the amazing finding that consciousness continues even after a man's brain stops functioning. Their research shows, they published it after 2,060 patients who had cardiac arrest and their heart stopped functioning. They finished testing the consciousness of those people and found out that even after a brain has stopped functioning, now, when the heart stops pumping, it takes 20 seconds for the brain to die. Now, these brains are dead, and yet they could test consciousness. So it told them that no, there was something functioning in a man higher than just matter and chemicals. There's a soul and a spirit. You may not call it that, but let's call it consciousness. That man is not just by evolution. It shows that mind, consciousness, or the soul is a separate entity from the brain. Now, let me go back to the beginning. You see, you remember that most scientists believe that the earth began in what they call the Big Bang, right? They tell you that there was a time when there was nothing. Nothing means nothing. When you tell an average person nothing, you know what he thinks? He thinks about a space that nothing is occupying. Nothing means there is no space, there is no time, there is no energy, and there is no matter. Everything is nothing. No human being can factor a realm like that. And the science says, suddenly, everything exploded in a bang of light and energy. That's called the Big Bang Theory. Okay, there was nothing, and nothing exploded, and something came out of nothing. Okay. Science, we believe you. There was nothing, and then something exploded. The question is, since there was nothing, and then there was an explosion, there was something behind the nothing that triggered the explosion in the nothing. If everything started with a ball of light and sound, and matter and energy came, matter, energy, light, and sound are inanimate. Light has no consciousness. Sound has no consciousness. Energy has no consciousness. This light here now doesn't know itself. We put it on and put it off. Energy has no consciousness. It has no feeling. It has no emotion. It has nothing. If you die it now, love your electricity and put hand inside it. You are a friend. You're an electrician. If you're an electrician for 7 years, you're an electrician and in love now. You have been friends. Touch the naked wire. Sound, energy. Okay, so let's assume that these inanimate things combined. And by the time they combine, just like you throw your Rolex watch, everything gathered together to form a man. And it began to evolve from one animal to another. How did that thing gain consciousness, self-awareness? Let's assume that we started from light and energy and sound and they combined. How did we gain self-awareness? What happened between the time man was energy and light and all of that, when life was evolving like that? At what stage in the evolution did consciousness, which is outside the realm of the natural material, enter a man? Listen to me. That is one area they say is not within their terrain. You don't know how consciousness came? I can tell you how. There was a God that looked at mud. He said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. And when he put in us, we became talking spirits like him. That's how consciousness came. It's outside their realm. They can't talk about it. The God that can tell you how life started is the one that started life.
In today's fast-paced world, we all need contacts and mentors on social media for inspiration, motivation, and more. You can connect with Pastor George Izunwa on all his social media handles. Follow him on Facebook at Pastor George Izunwa, Instagram and Twitter at George Izunwa. Connect and let's take the journey of greatness together.